Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened, your tray table is in an upright and locked position, and that you are ready to get weird and think different. Please prepare for takeoff. Today is Wednesday. It is August 11th. We are back with another episode of Destination Different. And I am really, really tired. I'm really tired. You're going to get one take here. One take. That's all you get. It's just me. I've got no guest. I've tried to get guests. I've tried emailing people. I've tried DMing people. But I just haven't had the time or the brain to actually physically really lock somebody down and get somebody for this week's show. So you're getting me in one take, you're getting me tired, you're getting me a little cranky, you're getting me at the end of a work day. And this probably won't be the best episode. Probably won't be the biggest thing of listens of all time. But I have a few things that I want to say. I've been working a lot. Been on the road working, been at home working at nights, working at weekends, getting up early and working, been working a lot. The summer, it's supposed to be for going to the beach, going on vacation, sitting by the water, having a drink with the sun on your face. I have no tan. I've got nothing. No tan. I'm as pasty as a cold February morning. That's not what the summer is for. I've been working, been slaving away. And sometimes it makes me think, well, it makes me think all the time, how great it would be to just do this podcast full time. What would that look like? Would I still do once a week? Would I be making videos? Would I have more time to reach out to way bigger guests? Probably all of the above. I really do hope that someday I can do this podcast for a living. And I know I've said it before. I know I've said it on prior episodes. It's going to happen. I'm going to will it to happen. I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't know if I'll actually make any real money off of it. But I do deep down in my heart believe that I can make this podcast my full-time thing someday. But in the meantime, I got to work. I got to do something to pay the bills. And it's a delicate balancing act between doing real work that pays the bills and doing fun work that I like to do. And so I don't know if I really have a point here other than the fact that I am tired. And this podcast, over the years, I'm coming up on 2 years of doing the podcast. I think the first episode aired, it's hard to say for sure, September 28th, 2019 was, the first episode of the Destination Different podcast. And so we're really coming up close here on 2 years. And in the 2 years that I've done this podcast, it's gone in ebbs and flows. And I have, at times, amazing motivation, amazing consistency. I'm finding guests. Guests are coming to me. The interviews are great. I'm making promo videos. I'm making graphics. I'm sharing everything out. Things are good. And then there are times with the podcast, and I think we're in one of those times right now where I'm in the lull. And I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I don't know what it is. I don't have that extra oomph to really keep pushing on it, to make it better, to get more people to see it. And I know that you can't have, I'm not going to be able to do this for a full-time job if I don't do that all of the time. And I know I'm probably hard on myself and that, yeah, I've got an episode out every week now for probably 60 plus weeks over a year. I can't remember the last time I missed a Wednesday, but I'm tough on myself. It's not enough. It is not enough. And it is about carving out the time, finding the space to make this show better, to make it bigger, to continue to grow it, to find more guests, to get more exposure for it. I want this show to be the biggest community collective of creatives, of young entrepreneurs in the whole world. Not these people, and maybe, you know, I hope, I really do hope that someday guests that were on my show go on to be billionaires, go on to own Fortune 500 companies. I wish that so deep in me. But at the very core of this show, I just love talking to creative people, entrepreneurial people who are in their early days. They're grinding on things. They're scrapping for every inch. They're trying their best to build something out of nothing. Those are my favorite people on the entire planet to talk to. And if I can somehow channel that love, that connection, that group of people, and build a community around that of other people who like to be like that, of other people who are interested in entrepreneurs or starting businesses or being creative, if I can get all those people on the same page, speaking the same language, talking to each other, that's when I think I'll really be on to something with the Destination Different podcast. Right now, I think it's great. I think I have good guests. I think the interviews have gotten better. I've gotten tighter with my questions. There's a clear thematic to the show, but there's not that community spirit. There's not that rabid fandom that you see in some of these, you know, big podcasts that people do for a living. And so I think that's the key. How can I rally an audience that loves this show, that is excited about the guests on this show, that is excited about the contents of this show, to get them together to be celebrating it beyond just me pushing it out into the ether? And I don't know how to get it there. I don't know what takes it to that point. All I know is that I'm as dead could possibly be right now. My brain is not even working. I don't know how I'm even forming sentences right now. But I know that it is very, very important for me to churn out an episode. There has to be an episode. On Wednesdays, there is episode of Destination Different. That is the rule. We are not breaking that rule. I know that for a fact is important. But outside of that, I don't know how to bring more people into this, how to get people to care more about the Destination Different podcast. But I know I'm going to keep plugging away. We're going to have an episode next Wednesday. It might just be me. It might be a great guest. We're going to have an episode the next Wednesday, and the next Wednesday, and the next Wednesday. And hopefully, at some point, those things compound on each other. And I'm sitting here doing this full time. So before I start, probably go take a nap. I'm going to wrap up by saying this. Thank you to everybody who has listened to the Destination Different podcast. Thank you for anybody who has sent me text, emails, DMs saying, hey, I like what you're doing with the show. Thank you for anybody who has ever shared the Destination Different podcast. Like I said, this thing goes through ebbs and flows. There are highs. The listens are high. The guests are great. I'm feeling good. I'm hyping it up. And there are lows. Like today, where I'm at the end of a work day, it's Wednesday afternoon, and I still haven't even recorded the podcast, but I got to get something out. And we're in one of those lulls right now, and I hope that this bottom takes us again to new, higher heights. So that's it. That's a wrap for this week. We will be back again next Wednesday with another episode of Destination Different, as always. Until then, stay weird.
And I had a dream. superpowers. We fell in love for just a couple hours. I can't tell the difference between what's fake and what's been missing. Often I'm misunderstood, so I'm looking for a better me. This is your love song, baby.